special episode, in my humble opinion. We have Josh here. Say hello.
Hello.
And tell us a little bit about this love note you're making today, Josh.
This love note is for my wonderful band members of my band, our band, The Exit Strategy, which we've been playing locally here in Vancouver for about a year and a half now. And we just released some music for the first time, which is super exciting. But yeah, I heard about Naomi's show here and I was like, oh man, I love all these guys and they are awesome and music is really all we talk about. So I thought it'd be a good thing to come on.
We're so excited. This is the first love note for multiple people, let alone the epic members of an up-and-coming band, The Exit Strategy. Tell us, do they know you're doing this for them?
They did not, except I ran into Isaac on the bus, so he knows.
On the way here.
I know he'll keep his lips shut. Yes, on the way here.
Otherwise, it's a surprise?
Otherwise, it is a surprise.
Well, that's very exciting. So how have you chosen songs today for this love note?
So I saw there was about 7 songs that I was supposed to pick. So I thought it'd be good, since there's 3 of them, for 2 songs each, one with maybe a song that they've brought to us or to the band and kind of that's definitely influenced us a bit and our music that we've made, and then one that's more typical of who they are as a person and kind of songs they've showed us that are me and yeah, all of us that are really just cool and depict who they are and why we love each other.
Love it. I have to say, for those who do not know The Exit Strategy, they have to be the most wholesome band in the whole world. They are the nice, you wouldn't know it by their epic, very punk rock music, but they have to be the sweetest guys. I'm putting Josh on the spot here because I'm just staring at him as I say this, but great guys. I cannot wait to hear these songs. Based on what little I've seen, haven't heard a single one. So.
Perfect, yes.
Let's get started though. So who is the first song?
So I thought I'd start with Micah because he is our wonderful bass player and the bass players always get the least appreciation even though they are so very important.
Interesting.
And Micah is so very important to the band. And I started off with the song that he brought to us recently that I love and I'm like obsessed with this band now. And it's a song that we're going to cover, we've been practicing and hopefully performing it soon. It's by this band called Rock Music Fan Club, or RMFC as they go, from Australia, because all crazy good music these days is from Australia. I don't know what it is.
Some in the water.
Yeah, they're doing something. So this song is called The Clue by RMFC, and it's of a genre called egg punk that Micah brought to us. Micah is known.
No way.
He's known for bringing like these super strange genres. Like he spends all his time on these weird obscure websites that show like every genre of music ever. And he's like, hey guys, have you listened to like deep punk house trap? I don't even know. Like,
yeah.
It's just like crazy stuff.
I recently was privileged to be in the room for this.
Yes.
And he was like, Austrian choir. Like, I'm like, how's,
exactly.
You got it all on this one. What's the website called?
Gosh, I think it's like Every Song Ever or something. I forget exactly. I'll have to ask him, but
it's pretty fun.
It's super cool.
Okay, let's give this first song a listen.
Let's
then.
Listen to it.
Pursue. That was an epic start.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's Micah right there, dude. He brings these crazy songs. He's like, guys, Egg Punk. And it's like, what the hell is that? And then you listen to it, and you're like, this is so sick.
Yeah. Like, what yeah. makes it egg?
I don't know. I think it's like the kind of like crunched like sound of it all, how like the vocals are just really, they're like almost mono. They're just like yelled at you, but it's like really overdriven sound and like just in your face, but also kind of melodic. You know, you've got that one like guitar riff going throughout the song.
Just like an egg.
I guess so. I don't know. Maybe like I didn't really consider how much like the egg came from.
You can make anything. Trampoline punk.
Yeah.
Door punk.
It would work because like, I don't know. Maybe this is like the egg if it's like thrown in your face.
Okay.
Cracks somehow. I buy it. I don't know. You'd have to ask Australia.
I will do that. So just for context, I don't think I know this. How'd you guys all meet?
How did we all meet? Well, take us back to the winter of 2022. So about a year and a half ago. Started with, I don't know how exactly, well, actually, I know Aiden met Isaac, our drummer, in the backseat of, like, a truck on, like, the UBC surf trip in Tofino or something.
And That's a perfect origin story for
that. If you know Isaac, it doesn't really take long to talk to Isaac and become his best friend. So he's like, oh, I play drums. Aiden's like, I play guitar and write songs. Let's jam. This is before me. And then Micah, must have joined at some point. And I had met Micah in first year, but I didn't really know him very well.
Unassuming guy. You wouldn't picture him as the egg punk type.
Yeah. Or like, he's like this super smart, like possible, like trying to maybe go to med school guy. And then he's also just rips the bass guitar in his spare time. And if you know Micah, he's like the nicest person
in the world.
Ever.
Yeah. I mean, you guys all are.
Or yeah, I mean, I suppose. But like Micah is he's another level.
Yeah.
So then I guess I knew Aiden from a mutual friend, Anya Boardman, who is a legendary person as
Love her.
Absolutely spectacular. And she went to high school with Aiden in Colorado. And then Aiden transferred here from university or whatever. What is it?
Thank God he did.
Something. Some university. Like Boulder or something. He transferred here in second year. That was during COVID, so it was all crazy. But Anya immediately, she became a really good friend of mine in first year, the year before. So she knew I played guitar. And then Aiden came and she's like, you guys will definitely be friends. You have to jam. Because she was trying to help him get some friends and get some traction. So we met each other, but because of COVID, nothing really happened. And then after a bit, so like, yeah, a year and a half ago in the winter, I was kind of just like looking for something new to do. And we'd always talked about jamming. But I hadn't played like music with anyone before at the time. But I was like, screw it. Like, I called Aiden and I was like, let's jam. We always talk about jamming.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. So then he's like, all right, dude, like, come to this thing called the Blank Vinyl Project on UBC. Shout out, Blank Vinyl
Project.
There's a jam space in the Nest where you can just play music super loud. And I was like, what the hell? How did I not know about this? And so I came and he's like, yeah, I've been playing with like a drummer and a bass player. It's just kind of not, you know, we're just jamming. I'm like, what? Okay, sick. I've like never played with anybody before.
Mm-hmm.
I was very nervous the first time we practiced. But yeah, I came and we jammed and Micah wasn't there the first time, but Isaac was. And he was kind of sitting in the corner all cool like, just like, sup, dude. And
he gets intense. He you wouldn't expect it. He goes intense on the drums because he's such a lighthearted fella otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get all more into Isaac's crazy being soon, which is insane. But yeah, he was there and then we just jammed and it was super fun and there was like immediately kind of like chemistry. And it was awesome. And I was like, we got to do this again. And they agreed. They added me to their little group chat. I was like, let's go.
That's awesome.
And then we just kept jamming. And that's all it was for a bit. But we were playing, like, Aiden had written songs. And we were playing, like, some original songs. And it was, like, fun. I had never done that either. And then kind of near the end of COVID, things were calming down and kind of house parties were starting to happen again. And I used to live in this big house of like 8 people at a time. And we had a pretty good basement and we were having a party. I was like, hey guys, can my band play in the basement during the party? And they're like, what? Like,
was that the first one?
That was the first show.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Basement. Yeah. And I think my roommates were like, I guess so, being like nice, because they could see I was like really excited about it. And then we did, and it went like super well, and it was crazy. Like, was so one of the craziest shows, I feel like, still. Like, I was like shaking afterwards. Like,
yeah.
And then from there on, we kind of were just house party, garage, basement machines.
My house has been privy to one of them.
Oh, yeah.
That was a huge privilege.
That was a privilege for us and would always be. But yeah, it was like, it worked out well, because it was just like, we'd play a show and then some drunk person after the show would kind of be like, yo, my house is having a party next weekend. We'll give you guys some beers. Come play. And we're like, sure. So then we were playing like almost every weekend for the better part of like a year, which was sick. And then we kind of like ended up, you know, making it more into like the local scene and playing actual venues and gigs. Everything has just steadily kind of progressed, and it's been super fun. It's been like the craziest experience ever.
It's been so fun to watch you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. Would not be, well, I think we would still be doing it if you guys weren't watching us, but it makes it way more fun.
You'd be doing it at the Blank Vinyl Project.
We would just be jamming by ourselves in Isaac's basement, although he just moved out, so we can't do that anymore, but unimportant.
You're like mentally like, gotta figure that one
out. Yeah.
Well, let's get to the next song then. Who's this next one for?
So the next one is, again, Micah. We're staying on Micah, even though we just digressed about the lovely band. But yeah, this next one is more typical of Micah just as a person. He'll bring, just like I said, like all sorts of random songs to us. He's got the most diverse, I think, music taste of anybody I've ever met. But this next one is it features this bass riff, or just bass line, not riff, that he plays all the time, often when me and Aiden are tuning our guitars. And it's cool. It's because he used to play like jazz in a jazz band in like middle school back in the day. Got his start. It's called Red Clay by Freddie Hubbard, and it's 12 minutes long, so we're not going to play the whole thing, but we're going to give you a good taste of the smooth bass line.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Yo, yo, this is the boy, Jacuzzi Lafleur. You hear with Crimes and Treasons Radio. Jazz Cartier, y'all know who it is. Golden Child, baby, let's get it.
What up? This is Machine Gun Kelly, and right now I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, goddammit.
Hey, yo, this is Isaiah Rashad.
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Kidd.
What up? This is Stango.
And this is your boy Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blow Fly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John. And you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy, Sahai the Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
This is Jay Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. motherfucking... I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this motherfucker. Shout out to these motherfuckers. They putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Cam Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons. That's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's Rap Radio Show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Very different vibe from the first Micah song.
Oh yeah, that's Micah. You know, it's one day it's insane in your face punk music, and then the next day you're just vibing really hard.
Yeah, yeah. He can do it all.
He really can. Fascinating individual.
Who are the next two songs dedicated
right,
to?
The next one. We thought we'd start with the rhythm section. So Micah's been covered, and now we got the backbone, the arguably most important member of the band, Isaac Schwein, the drummer extraordinaire. So the next two songs are his songs that remind me of him. The first one is called GB City by Bass Drum of Death, and I chose this song because it really was a huge influence to our band, and especially in our recent process with recording our EP. This band specifically, Bass Drum of Death, we used as kind of our primary reference with our producer. And if you do listen to some of our songs, you can hear the vocal effect especially is really modeled after this band. And it's just another kind of high energy in your face kind of music. But Isaac brought it to us, and again, it's just a huge influence. So we can start right off with
it. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Great song.
Pretty cool. Yeah. And yeah, if you listen to our EP, you might hear some of that vibe in our songs. And yeah,
influence.
It's cool. Influence.
Yeah. Isaac's also a guy of, he's an onion. He's got so many layers. When I first met him, he told me about his daily routine where he drinks green tea in the morning and then like does yoga.
Oh yeah.
He does a lot of climbing.
He's climbing. He's another guy along with Micah that's just like this ray of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. And he studies neuroscience.
Neuroscience. He is like, and he's like working in these crazy labs all day, like at UBC. He's like, yeah, guys, like, what's up? I just, like, was analyzing sliced rat brain all day. And you're like, that's awesome.
That's so funny.
It's wild. And then, yeah, and it's crazy. He's like one of these people that's just so interesting. Because, yeah, he, like, grew up in California. And he, of all four of us, is, like, the true punk. Like, he loves punk music. And I didn't really listen to punk that much before joining the band. I liked a lot of harder rock and things, but I didn't really dive into like the old school punk of really California back in the day. And he's shown me a lot of that, and I've grown to really love it. And that's kind of a segue into the next song a bit. It's by this band DRI, which he told me about as one of his favorite bands when he was like 12 years old, and which is just absurd when you hear the song. Like, you're like, what? And like, hats off to his parents as well, who I've met and are also super cool people, as you would expect, because he's super cool. They would take him to these punk shows when he was, like, 12 years old, and he would be, like, raging in the mosh, this little kid. And specifically this band, he said, was, like, his favorite. And he went to a show, I think, like, 12 or 13 with his dad, moshed and raged his little heart away, and then went and like met the band afterwards, was like starstruck, and they were like, sup man, like offering him joints and stuff as like 12 year old.
And but that's how he got inspired for the career he has today.
Exactly. Just crazy drummer extraordinaire. And like he brings so much to the songs. It's crazy with him. Like we'll bring a song, or like me and Aiden will bring like some sort of guitar like chord progression, and he'll be like, okay, and then just generate the craziest drumming to it of all time in like 2 seconds. And they're like, yep, that works. And you're just like, we are so lucky.
Yeah, he's always tippy-tapping in ways that I can't even get my head around.
That dude is drumming 24/7. Yeah. If you just, in the way that he moves, he is rhythmic. Like, yeah. It's wild.
Well, I'm excited to listen to this little piece of his history and his heart.
Yes, this is I Don't Need Society by DRI.
Love it. Let's go.
Yeah, that is Isaac Schwein, man. It's crazy. Like, imagine you're 20, 22, 23, and meet this guy, and he's the nicest human of all time. And he's also so passionate about this stuff. And it's a big reason I've gotten into a lot more of that stuff as well, because you want to kind of share those passions. But Yeah, nicest guy ever, moshing around to just screaming, you know, punk at 12 years old.
That's why you let your kids follow their heart.
Exactly. Support your kids. Take them to the punk show.
Okay? Exactly. So a couple very special members of the band already introduced. So you guys are quite the, what's the version of the word trio, but for four people? Or like duo, trio?
Quartet.
You guys are quite the quartet. Yeah. And, you know, I've been on the outside looking in, which has already been like the most fun thing ever, like has totally defined so many of our university experiences, honestly.
Duh.
And we're all going to remember this forever. So I wonder, from the inside, what a next level experience. So what are some of the best memories that you have so far?
The best memories. Well, there truly are so many, which is just like made, yeah, the past like year and a half, like so insane. It's like doing things that I could not have imagined. Like, started playing guitar when I was a kid, and I never thought that I would even like play in front of people. And then even beyond that, now record music and like be on Spotify and like, I don't know, just have these experiences. But I'd say I'd like to maybe talk about two. The first one being probably my favorite show that we've played, which was actually also on campus last year at, why am I forgetting the name of the thing? It's Blank Vinyl Projects thing.
Goose Hunt?
Goose Hunt. Yeah.
There we go.
So yeah, it was last year at Goose Hunt, which we got invited to play, which we're super excited because it's this big kind of like local music, like really festival where they've got like 15 bands. Everything's set up amazingly. And it's like a bunch of people. It's just super fun. That one was crazy just because it was just like this insane show. And I feel like it's kind of like a milestone for us. I don't know. We went out and just had as much fun as we could have, and people really responded to it. And there's this one video from that I always like look back on. It's just so crazy of like Aiden like crowd surfing at the end, and he just goes for like miles. He's just like, or kilometers in the Canada here. And like, it's just absurd. And like, my parents were at that show too, and they just were like, what the heck? Like, it's kind of just culmination of like everything. I don't know. It was just insane. But there's been like so many shows like that. I feel like it's like,
okay, thank you for saying that, because I missed the Goose Hunt show. Oh, and hearing that, no. I was like, oh, I missed the best show.
No, it wasn't the best. The best show was at your house, obviously.
Thanks for saying that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like, have I seen Aiden crowd surf?
Probably.
We'll just have to make it happen again and
it's
again.
It's happened a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I could talk about other like house shows. House shows are so much fun, partly because like you, everyone, like all of our friends, like I've met so many people from just playing in the band that I would have never really met, and they've been like so awesome and cool, and like it's been so fun to just meet these fascinating people, including yourself. And and like just like half of our shows, it's like a bunch of the people there are just our friends, and they're just having a good time, and that's awesome for us because we're having the most fun we can have, and if other people have fun from stuff that we're doing, it's like it's just the greatest thing ever. But yeah, on the other note though, we have another good memory, which was recent. We played a show a few weeks ago at the Cobalt in Vancouver, and it was on a Thursday. I don't think many people were around. We didn't really promote it as much as we should have. And
I was away.
Yes. Bummer.
For the record.
And we played to like maybe like four or five people but it was like a six stage and everything. And it was like, but it was not a problem. Like we were like not worried about it. We went on and we just had like so much fun. Like it was honestly one of our most fun shows.
Wow.
And it was kind of like redeeming. It was like, oh, like we're still just doing this because it's like the most fun thing to us. Like it's just like, it's what we want to be doing. We'd be doing it in Isaac's basement, or we'd be doing it on stage for two people. We don't really care.
Like, yeah. Or for
many people, because yeah, that is the most fun. It is more fun when there's people, but it's still just as much fun when I'm up with these guys that I'm talking about, who I love so much. Mm-hmm. And like, they're just my, like some of my best friends, and like, we're just having fun making music. So yeah.
Too sweet.
And then, yeah, I guess.
To lead into the next member of the band, we've got the front man, Aiden.
The front man.
Yeah.
The
legend.
He would not want to be called even the front man, because I don't know.
He puts the most whipped cream all over himself, though, and screams into the mic the most.
Whatever, like, crazy face paint sometimes. Eyeliner. He's got to have the eyeliner. Yeah. And then, yes,
we
this
can
is,
find another word for that.
This,
but.
Oh, no, frontman's good. He is the frontman. That's the thing. It's just he's, like, very humble and wants us all to kind of, like, share that. But we wouldn't be doing it without him. We wouldn't be doing it without any of us. But he is... Yes, crazy guy.
Yeah.
Aiden Beresford, one of my very best friends.
He's super special, honestly.
He is so amazing. He's like another one of these just unique people. It's like you meet someone like him and you're like, this guy's like, he's not like the other guys. He's like, you know. Nah, he's just cool. He's so like welcoming and bubbly. And
yeah.
I think what's typical with everyone I've talked about, it's just like you can... He's just passionate about things and makes it, like, known and is so happy to, like, share all of that joy and things that he experiences with everyone else, which is just fun. I think those are the best type of people.
As someone who's really on my beginner guitar journey and everything, Aiden's just the nicest about those things. And he really wants everyone to succeed.
Yeah. It's also so much fun. Like, we've gone to a lot of shows with each other, just supporting other bands in the scene and stuff. And he's always, like... the guy at like the front in the middle of like if it's a moshing show, he's there. If it's like just we're just vibing out, he's there. He just loves the music, he loves supporting everyone in the scene. It's just like this ray of like positivity, and just it's
Hell
just
yeah.
a guy you want to be around all the time.
I'm yet to identify a single like bad bone in his body.
I know it's gonna be a sad day if that ever happens. I don't see it happening though.
He's
really
like,
don't.
Surprise, I hate animals.
No pressure. Aiden, if you're listening, no pressure, but yeah, I don't see it
seems
happening.
To come naturally to him, so hopefully.
Just keep doing your thing.
Yeah, don't change a thing, man.
But yeah, so I guess for these songs that I chose for him, the first one, this is another big influence to our band, and if you've seen us, you've heard us cover a song by this band. They're called The Chats, also, of course, from Australia.
Inevitably.
And they are just insane, like, and radiate just this crazy energy, their music, which I think we kind of identify with. Yeah, the song that we cover is called Mum Stole Me Darts. Listen to that song. Suggested by Devin Lister, by the way. The only cover suggestion that we've ever taken. Great song, but I chose a different one to listen to. It's called 6-liter GTR, and I think it really just captures the chat's energy and really kind of like something that we've kind of tried to go for and like identify with in our music. And yeah, it's one of Aiden's favorite bands. And yeah, let's give it a listen.
Big flash, fancy car to speed up. 6-liter GTR, I don't need a big flash, fancy car.
Love it.
Yeah, freaking crazy, just fun stuff. It's like, that's kind of, I feel like, what we go for. But yeah, and then this next song is also for Aiden, and it's more typical of him. It's by this band called The Garden, which he absolutely loves. And he showed us this song, and it's just, it's hilarious. It's just so funny. It's called Grass by The Garden. But I think it's important because it shows that you don't need to be too crazy. Or no, this is crazy. But you don't need to be too complex. Or you can just have fun and make a cool like piece of art or music or whatever. And yeah, it just shows kind of the side of Aiden that's so fun, where he's just like, dude, check out this song. And you're like, this is absurd. But mm-hmm. it's so funny and really good as well. So it's called Grass by The Garden. Enjoy.
Love those lyrics.
Yeah, right? Simple, effective, makes you think.
You're going to be pondering that later mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, it can be, life can be hard for a blade of grass.
Yeah. So those were the six songs for the boys.
For the boys.
Such a pleasure to listen to. Mm-hmm. But you guys are making the music now.
We are doing that.
Tell us about the new EP.
Yes. So it is our self-titled EP, The Exit Strategy. We just released it last Friday, which has been so surreal. And that was kind of our goal this summer, was to finally record music. And it was a super long process. I feel like everybody, I mean, we'd never recorded any music before. We're like, oh, surely it's not that hard. But it is hard. But also, like, so, so much fun. That's another, like, I talked about kind of my favorite memories for the band. But, like, also, like, I have so many from our recording process, which was so much fun and just so surreal. We did it all over 2 days in June at Blue Light Studios here in Vancouver with an amazing producer and audio engineer, Nick Charuk. He was a recommendation given to us by our friend Ben, who's in a local band, Magnolia, and also a local band, La Lune. Amazing bands.
If you're interested, listen to...
Yes.
Episode 2 of Love Notes, dedicated to Ben.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And they just released their album, Corner Illusions. It's so good. Like,
it's
actually,
so good.
It's so freaking good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was super nice and put us in touch with Nick. And then we went and we took all of the pennies that we'd collected over a year and a half of playing and put it all into 2 days of recording. So we did 2 10-hour days in the studio. And it was just, like, endless fun. Like, I haven't mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know, it was so much fun. Just like every minute was spent like trying to make these songs and make them better, and we like learned so much about ourselves and like the band, because we never, like, recording is good, you get in there, you can't have up too big of a head, because you're putting yourself under a microscope. You listen to it back, you hear every little mistake, and you have to put something together that, well, you're proud of and like, yeah, sounds good. And I think I'm like super proud of what we did. I think what I've kind of heard from people, and what I think the main thing I'd hope for from the EP is it kind of captures just like the fun we're having on stage, and like that's really all I kind of hope to convey with it. It's just we're having fun. I think it's in these songs that you can hear that.
20 hours in the studio is such a testament to you guys and your like level-headedness. Because also for context, three of the Exit Strategy members also live together.
We do.
So it's like band time. Aiden and Micah work at the same place.
Yes, Aiden and Micah are together all of the time, which is crazy. I moved in with them just recently. I didn't live with them during the recording process.
So it's about to blow up, actually.
Yeah,
everything is about to fall apart.
To blow over. We're also going to probably be practicing like in my room from now on, which will be interesting. But what's going to be awesome.
You're welcome, neighbors.
Yeah. But we'll make it work. But yeah, like the whole recording process was so surreal.
Mm.
Little like 12-year-old me was just like, no way, no way, no way. Like every minute of every day.
12-year-old Isaac just moshing around.
Yeah, 12-year-old Isaac's like, finally, dude. I was built to be here.
Yeah.
And there's so many good memories of that. And then Nick as well was so vital to it, having him help us out and like a really professional able to, because there were times when we were kind of tested where we would like all go there, which is the opening track of the EP. We like thought was going to be super easy to record, and it was not. And we were like struggling. Like, I think we spent like 4 hours on the first day just not making any progress, and then Nick was able to kind of reel us in, change what we were doing, and make things work. And then after that, it kind of just flowed from there, and we got everything we wanted done, which was 5 songs plus a little fun skit in there, which is funny. And I've showed people, and some people are like, yeah, it's cool, man, and other people think it's pretty funny, but it was so fun for us to make. And yeah, that's our EP.
Do you have a favorite song? A
favorite song. I love all of the songs. I think if we're to play one, I would pick Truck, probably, which is our take on like it's like pretty punk song, but it's like we thought it'd be funny to write a song that had some like country elements in it. So we're all stomping and clapping and hipping and hollering or whatever. but it's a fun one because it's got all of us yelling on it. And it's one where when we play it live, we all jump in the crowd and make everybody like do the do-si-do and spin around. And
I've had the pleasure.
You've been do-si'd and do-ed around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's just kind of captures what we're trying to do, which is just have the most fun we can. So yeah, maybe we'll play it. I don't know.
Oh, I think we will actually. And after this, everyone's gotta go listen to the EP. It's on Spotify and Apple Music.
It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. Everywhere you can stream your music. Check it out.
The Exit Strategy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without further ado.
Truck.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We were getting crazy in the studio.
We were dosing. We were doing.
Yeah. Hope you guys are jumping around too. There's plenty more where that came from, as in four more songs. And we're going to play one more this show. But we like to finish the show off with some sweet nothings directly from you to the rest
sweet
of the
nothings.
The exit
like
strategy.
A soul trip. Am I? Yeah. Hey boys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for everything. No, you can use your normal voice.
Okay.
Let them know how you're feeling now. Let them know what it's all about, and then we'll listen to the final song. So that'll kind of play us out.
All right. Aiden, Micah, Isaac, also known as the other members of the Exit Strategy. Yes, from the bottom of my little heart, I thank you guys for including me in all of this, changing my life truly over the past year and a half, making memories that it's going to be hard to top ever, however long I live. And I hope we never have to stop doing this sort of stuff together, because it's just so much fun. And yeah, you guys have really just changed my life. Really, I have. I don't know. Truly. And I'm going to cherish every minute really we spend together, whether it's playing, whether it's just hanging out, whether it's making stupid fun ideas for songs or thinking about how we can make things fun for everybody else as well. It's just unreal. And you guys are all just a ray of sunshine, and truly I'm just at my happiest when I'm with you all. But yeah,
dude. That's awesome to hear. Vancouver loves you guys so much, and this last song is going to be yours as well. So once this one concludes, everyone can keep listening on Spotify,
do it,
and Apple Music, and anywhere else.
Yeah,
thanks everyone for listening. Thank you so much, Josh, for coming on.
Thank
so
you,
fun
Naomi.
So fun to get a frankly exclusive interview after the new EP has dropped.
I know. Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next week, every other Tuesday here on CITR. In the meantime, let's play her out.
Tune in.
My life and desire confusing me, and obviously. students of UBC. Join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Attend the free Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, on Thursday, September 28th, to meet with the top universities and colleges from Canada and around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for some other fun options. For more information, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
Yo, what's going on, Vancouver? This is R&B Trailblazer K-Force, and I'm just letting you know that you can listen to my new song, Thug Passion, from my brand new album, Pray for a Beautiful Sky, right here on Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Come back to tough bond, so I'm having flashbacks of us. No clothes with the sex and the weed gone. Boy, I need to see you, girl, pronto. Come back to tough bond, so I'm having flashbacks of us. No clothes with the sex and the weed combo. Don't let it be distance, let it be distance. Don't let it be distance. Did you miss it? Been about a year since